Lifelong Alaskan and Anchorage attorney Cliff Groh will be speaking tonight at the University of Alaska Anchorage on corruption in Alaska politics. Groh has worked for state government on both the legislative and executive branch sides and has worked as a state prosecutor. He was in Washington, D.C. during the Ted Stevens trial and has blogged extensively about the arrests and charges against state legislators. Groh says he followed the cases because he was bothered by what he calls the journey from the great optimism at the bonfire for statehood to what he calls the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club would be my term for that day in August of 2006 when Bill Allen was flipped by the FBI. He thought he was going to breakfast and he ended up becoming an informant for the FBI.
He says there is a tendency among some Alaskans to blame the corruption solely on Bill Allen or because there was too much alcohol involved in many of the dealings of the lawmakers who were eventually charged. He says this is short-sighted, and although those factors did contribute, he says big money is really the problem. He says as a child, he remembers asking his father about reading about corruption in Chicago or Boston and why that didn't happen in Alaska.
And he said, often there's not enough money to steal. And before the discovery of the supergiant Prudhoe Bay oil field in the late 60s and the construction of the pipeline, that was true. And there wasn't much money to steal in Alaska. Obviously, the economy has gotten a lot fatter.
Groh also says some political figures have a different mindset today about holding office. At one time, it was the top aspiration.
But they didn't tend to think that, hey, if I play my cards right, I can make a bunch, I can, you know, get out of the legislature and cash in and make a bunch of money as a lobbyist or a consultant on governmental affairs. And in recent years, that seems to have been a problem, including with two of the state legislators who were convicted in the present case.
Groh says a year ago, it looked likely that charges may be imminent against former state Senator Ben Stevens and Congressman Don Young. But he says that's less likely now, in part because Bill Allen is no longer a star witness for the prosecution. He says Department of Justice public integrity officials have also expressed concern over the challenges to the Honest Services Fraud statute that is currently before the Supreme Court.
Forget the Ted Stevens case. You know, that was a bad stain on us. But what's really endangering the whole future of the public integrity section is the question about the future of the Honest Services Fraud statute. Because if that was wiped out, it would be very difficult for half or more of the cases that the public integrity section has on its plate to proceed.
Cliff Groh will be speaking tonight at 7:30 at UAA's Integrated Sciences Building. Links to his blog are at our website, aprn.org.